Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks are with you on a Wednesday. A lot to get to, including Pam Maldonado from Yahoo Sportsbook joining us in about 20 minutes to talk Wimbledon. But right now, though, and this is a very special thing we teased yesterday. We kind of got into an impromptu discussion of video game covers. Aaron's got a bet out there somewhere on the NBA 2K. Is it 23? Is that how they do it? Or 22?
Yeah.
23.
NBA 2K23 cover athlete. So your favorite is Steph Curry. Fresh off his NBA Finals MVP performance. That's at plus 120. The second favorite, Ja Morant, which I love, plus 125. Then you've got Tatum at 5-1, Booker 5-1, Jokic 9-1, Embiid 9-1, LaMelo Ball 25-1. And then I don't hate this, Trae Young 33-1.
I don't hate the Trae one at the number, but
yeah.
Yeah, I get the point, but I feel like Trae's popularity lost some steam this past season.
Yeah. Was it last year the time for him?
Yeah. Yeah. So Steph makes sense as a favorite. So if we look at, I was confused by this because I was looking at the recent 2K cover players and I didn't even know this. There's like three different ones a year. So I guess we're talking about the standard one because last year there was an NBA 75th anniversary one. It had Kareem, it had Dirk, and it had KD on. And then there was also a Candace Parker one that they were selling. I guess they've been doing this for a few years now. There was a Mamba Forever one in 2021, but Dame was on the cover of the Made one. There's also one with Zion. Imagine that, how quickly things
maybe
have
it's the cover athlete one.
Not I any was of these surprised specialty. To see. I was surprised to see it was Dame 2 years ago.
And that's exactly the point. I mean, like a Trey could get it.
So he's marketable for sure. You said Tatum is the third favorite. I found that shocking. I don't find him. Yes, he had a great year and team got a lot further than many expected. But I don't see a lot of young people like, oh, I've got to get a Tatum jersey. Oh, I've got to get Tatum this or that.
No,
I don't know if that moves games.
I mean, if the odds makers were smart, they would put Jalen Brunson in the mix and have all Knicks fans waste their money on him too.
Wow. Nah, historically they don't want to look back and be like, yeah, we had our version of Peyton Hillis.
No, I just need to put him in the odds. Knicks fans will jump on these odds, like, yeah, he's gonna be a cover guy. So
why not Jokic? Why not Jokic? Back to back MVP. What else do you have to do?
You know what? Let's pound the table for our guy Jokic and his brothers. Get his brothers on there with them on the cover.
Well, then this is, I mean, you're selling to multiple countries, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they have different? I assume they have the same people on the cover.
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't. It's the same league, right? It's the same game.
And plus, NBA is an international sport, so it would make sense.
So if we're looking down the board, I think Joker. But maybe not as marketable. I would.
I love
that.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't bother me at all. But why isn't Embiid higher? People love Joel Embiid.
I don't know.
He's in a major market too.
So is there any way, like, you know, for everything we bet on, there's information out there, right? We're looking at a game. We're looking at the stats. We're looking at a betting market. We're looking at the information. Is there anyone who has inside sources on this? I wonder, does anyone break the, like, who's the newsbreaker, or does 2K just announce this? I've never followed this part of it. I mean, usually it's just like, oh, this guy's on the game, this person's on the cover. I wonder when we find out.
Or yeah, how
we
I'm find reading. Out. I'm reading a Reddit thread right now, seeing if there's anything there.
Doing some digging here to give us an edge.
Yeah, I mean, that's Jake's world though. But yeah, there's a lot of people saying Tatum. Oh, it should be Tatum. Like, I don't see that at all.
After a finals loss?
No, I'm with Ja.
Ja feels like the right one.
I think if I'm making a pick, it's Ja. If I'm making a bet for some value, I'd probably go Jokic.
He's 3-1. Is that right? What was he, Aaron? What was Jokic?
I like it. Given the back-to-back MVPs, he's an international player. He is 9-1. 9-1. Ooh,
I like that one.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money on a LaMelo Ball bet, by the way. Who would put LaMelo Ball on the cover of a video game?
When's
I'd rather see Marcus Smart on there than LaMelo
Ball. I'd see LeVar Ball on there.
I'd buy that one. Has it's anybody
a shame
played...
he went away, by the way. LaVar, remember
he's still
every
alive.
Day?
He's not dead.
He's just on TV dead. Every 5 minutes.
I did his not son... put him in the coffin yet, but...
By the way, I just obviously...
quieted down.
You know LaVar has 1 million Instagram followers?
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
Surprise me at all. When's the last time anybody played a basketball video game?
A long time.
Yeah. A few years ago, I got it for my son, and then I tried to play. It was too much going on.
Like
too many options
it.
On the controller to do this kind of move. You got to do, yeah. It passed me up, man. Passed me up. I'll sound like the old man again. I wouldn't say Nintendo was the best. Like Genesis, we had 3 buttons, right? But now there's just, and then you've got all the buttons on the back of it too. It's just way too much to think about when you in a basketball game. Basketball, when you got to react. What happened to double dribble? Come on, it's just too much going on. And so I bought it, but I'm like, I tried it once or twice. I'm like, this is too complicated.
So what was the go-to? NBA Jam? NBA Jam the go-to?
NBA Jam's a standard, right? It's great. Yeah. And now people our age are buying the arcade versions that they sell at Best Buy or some other stores that you can put in the basement, right?
Yeah, you know, I can't imagine ever having that in my house. Like, I'd like to play the game, but it feels like that's a lot to have in the house.
It's something you would probably do for a week, and that it would collect a lot of dust.
You can rent it, maybe rent one or go to someone's house that has it, but like, you're putting
what if you had a Golden Tee one? Would you be more likely to go back to that or no?
Probably.
Yeah. This started the NBA 2K on Dreamcast. I never had the Sega Dreamcast.
I had it.
You did?
Oh, no. Did I? Maybe I had Sega Saturn. Remember Sega Saturn? It was a failed system.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Wow. What was out, like a year?
I'm trying to remember the ones I had. So I had Super Nintendo.
Yes.
Sega Saturn. PlayStation. Xbox. I think that was my life with video games.
And I stopped at PS2, I think. That was a long time ago. Aaron, you had to have video games with your brother, right?
Yeah, I played video games with my brother, but more like Super Duck Nintendo Hunt? And Sega. Yeah, exactly.
I maintain that the Nintendo 64 is one of the greatest systems ever.
Ultimate Fighter, that was one of my favorites.
I think I had N64.
That system ruled.
So I didn't have it, but like my friends had it. I liked it better than PlayStation, which I had. I felt like 64 was better. Yeah.
The controller was wonky and weird because it had like the 3 legs controller. But I mean, that system, like Mario 64, all-time game. The original Super Smash Brothers was awesome on that system.
That's a game that I will still play from time to time.
Super Smash Brothers?
Super Smash Brothers, yes.
Yeah, game rules.
Yeah. I'll kick my kid's ass in that. Let's go. Well, it depends. It depends. Yeah. That happens a lot during Christmas break. A lot of downtime, usually.
I'm just imagining Joe setting up the switch. Like, who wants to go next?
We have tournaments. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
See? Do you let them win ever, or do you just, like, knock everyone out one by
my
one?
My daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
My son, well, he starts talking crap, so no. Then no.
then the competitive juices come out. Joe's like, just, I got to get to bowling. I got to play right now.
Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. So
you want Joe is making threats. You want another dead fish? Better zip it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, his grandparents have the old Nintendo they recently sold, and it came with a bunch of games. Nice. And so I was like, oh, this is awesome. They got Contra on here. All right. The original Madden. Let me pull this up. And then you play it. You're like, this sucks compared to what's available.
Doesn't
now.
Hold up.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine original so Madden ancient. Can hold up.
No, it all is so, but I would still play it though.
Nintendo's doing that though. They're like, they're remaking a bunch of the Zelda games for the Switch. And I'm pretty stoked about that.
It's already out there.
Yeah, there's a couple already out, but they're remaking Ocarina of Time, which is awesome. Pretty stoked.
What was the game you spent the most time on?
Ever or like Nintendo?
Ever. Like just combined your years as a child. Madden's probably cheating. Because it would definitely be Madden for me.
I would say Madden. If we're not going to Madden, probably Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. You ever play that game?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh wow.
I played that for so many hours.
That is awesome. That is not something I was expecting, but that is awesome.
Where were you for Halloween again, Joji?
He was an alien.
Wasn't it a Ninja Turtle?
No, he was an alien.
Yeah. I was an alien, yeah.
I knew it was something green.
I got to think about my answer for...
I want you to be a Ninja Turtle this year.
Please do it. I think I got to think about my answer for most time spent on a video game. Maybe that's what we'll do during Nickel or Dime.
Yes.
There's a couple that I got to think about this more.
There were some baseball games that you play a whole season. It ends up being a lot of time.
True.
Creating players.
Remember the Mike Tyson one? Punch out or whatever?
Punch out. Yes. Yeah. Of course.
There were a lot of baseball games at one point, like failed ones. Like they all didn't last. And then like the World Series baseball was one of the first ones that I remember playing.
Yep. Slugfest RBI. Where like the hands or the feet would be on fire if you were playing well.
There was one called Ken Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run where everyone but Ken Griffey Jr. had a fake name, but you can kind of figure out which player it was. They had these weird names. Like I was like, instead of Jeff Bagwell, it was like Buff Bagwell. And he had like these crazy muscles.
Oh, he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
I had wrestling ones too.
Oh, I mean, NWO, the what's that one? WCW NWO Revenge for 64. I mean, that one was a tremendous video game. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks for BetQL Daily. Pam Maldonado joins us next. Talks of tennis, maybe video games as well, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.